Good evening and welcome to the third. Is this the third or the second episode?
Technically the third, but anyway, who gives a fuck?
No, it's the second episode of the 30 Minute Mad Hour. I'm Matt, and you're here with Aiden as well, I guess.
Hello,
Aiden's,
dearest family and friends.
Aiden's normally here at this time. And I think this song's, I think this song suits the beginning here very well, because I'm not wearing any pants right now.
Yeah, it's kind of disturbing. By kind of, I mean very. And by very, I mean put some fucking pants on.
I've already got pants on. I lied! I'm sorry, I won't do it anymore.
Lying is for sinners, and it makes baby Jesus cry.
I know, man. That baby Jesus just seems to cry a whole fucking lot there.
I know. That gets you toughen the fuck up.
I reckon he... Man, I really don't want to get in trouble again, hey.
Yeah.
So we gotta stop saying shit about Jesus and...
He's a top fella, though. Died for our sins and whatnot.
Kudos to you. Anyway, you can get a hold of us while you're listening to this on the Facebook site. Check it out. It's facebook.com/madhmadh, or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/mattrid36. Send us an email. I actually got an email.
So
like,
what, are you advertising Twitter now with that tweet, tweet, tweet?
No, it's just saying Twitter on the thing. I'm reading it on the screen right now. No show notes are going up on the Facebook page this week either, because we don't have any show notes. We didn't write anything at all.
I've never written a show lesson. Show low.
Show low.
Show note in my life. How the hell did I get low?
Don't think about bread. I'm kind of hungry, actually. Yeah, now you think of it, man. I'm a bit hungry. I'm not even drunk or nothing, but I think I'm just fat and I eat a lot. And that's what it is. So, no shows. We're just making this up as we go along here. I have nothing researched. I have just nothing. Nothing at all. So, you know, fucking email us or some shit. Give me something to talk about rather than talk about the fact that I'm not wearing any pants even though I am, and, you know, all sorts of cool stuff like that. What else was I going to say? I got a fucking email today.
Yeah?
One email.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Some guy wanted to fight me.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're fighting back?
I totally stomped his ass.
Really?
Yeah. Like he was laying down on the road, and I walked out, and I'm like, hey, man, and I like stomped on his ass, and he was like, dude, that was pretty gay.
What? Why did you do that?
So I could tell everyone I stomped his ass.
Then.
Anyway,
doesn't sound very nice at all, man.
No, I'm not very nice. Listen to the rest of the song while I go off and figure out what it is I'm going to say next.
Is
have
the song
fun.
Still playing?
What? Yeah, the song's still playing, man. See what's going on there. Like that, there, man. I believe in miracles. I don't think it's up that high because I can't hear it. But... You sexy dang. All right, guys. Dang. I don't know the rest of the song. It's about 30 seconds. I'm going to do the same thing that I did last week. Just keep crapping on to the last 15 minutes and then just go fade out.
But anyway, who gives a fuck? Play the fucking song.
All right, fun. So, I'm looking forward to the grand final tomorrow, man.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, what's your picks, man? Who do you think is going to win?
Good old Collingwood forever.
Yeah?
That's all I know of their song. But yeah, I'm picking Collingwood, man.
Just
because, like, the whole country's against them. I think the whole country wants them to fail and die.
I want them to fail and die, but I also want St Kilda to fail and die. But if both teams can fail and die on the same day, I guess I'm a winner. Wow, my English is really bad today.
Yeah, man, I don't think you're doing too well.
I'm having a stroke.
I think you are, man.
That's
poking you in the eye, man.
Poking
me
there.
I think Collingwood are the favourites, and I don't think... there's only one team I hate more than Collingwood, and that's St Kilda. So, yeah, you know, can the pies. It'd be nice to see somebody knock that fucking little... bitches. What am I talking about?
Rewalt, most probably.
Yeah, that's right. As I say, I really want somebody just to knock Rewalt out. I think that would be the most hilariously funny thing to see. hard to see him bitch for 4 hours afterwards. Free kick. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really like Nick Rewalt.
I really think we should have wrote something for this, hey?
Why? I really think we should. Need? I mean...
Well, I mean, because, you know, I don't think this is...
Best thinking on the spot, you know?
Yeah, yeah, well, no, that's alright, man, but it's fucking... It's after midnight, and I'm all locked out for the day, man. I'm all joked out. That's just... We had at Duran's place. That was just... All my jokes gone for the week. By the way, Simone, you said you'd be here at midnight, and it's after midnight, and you're not here, and I'm a bit fucking pissed off.
Yeah.
Alright, that's enough. So, by the way, that's all.
Just play a song.
We've only been talking for like not even 2 minutes, man. Play a fucking song. See how bad we are right now? Had a message on the Facebook page, and it said, suggestion, more music, less crap talk. Man, fuck, if only she knew how much crap I could actually talk.
This is like nothing compared to what she does.
Talk about crap I can talk as well. Like,
did you judge it? I had a table tonight. All I did was talk about crap and things he can do with his penis.
Did I show you that picture that I took of my crap this morning?
Yes.
You're in it? Yeah. Look at that, man.
That's very, very fucked up.
How is that? Look how that goes, like, up the side
Dude,
of the bowl
what,
there.
Why are you showing me this?
And it's like where it's kind of stained the water.
I don't see it.
It's disgusting, man. Like, look at that shit. That's actual bona fide out of my ass shit right there.
Dude, this is just wrong.
What?
It should not be on any kind of recording.
Well,
no.
Where else am I going to show this picture of my shit?
I don't know, rentmypoo.com?
Should I put it? I'm going to put it on the Facebook site.
No.
Yeah, man, I'm going to do it. Why not? Why wouldn't I?
No.
Why?
People don't want to see your poo, Matt.
I think they do. I really think they do. I think people want to see pictures of my shit.
All right.
If people didn't want to see pictures of my shit, I wouldn't get emails from people going, hey, can I see pictures of your shit?
Has anyone actually sent you that?
No, but it's not to say that nobody's going to send me... Or nobody's not going to send me an email saying, man, I want to see
your shit. Voice your opinions.
I don't voice their opinions.
Do you want
man.
To see Matt's poo?
People's opinions don't count. It's my opinion that counts. And that's it. That's it. It's only my opinion.
Spoken like a true arsehole.
True. Come on, man. I've toned myself down a hell of a lot for this thing. I mean, shit. If I was really speaking my mind, you know, I think people would be horrified by what goes on inside my head.
I'm absolutely horrified that things go inside your head.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it. You spend a lot of time around me, and I mean,
I've seen, you should not be allowed around old people and children.
Oh, come on, I got nothing against children. They're just little bastards who need to have their heads kicked in sometimes. Oh, shitheads. Where do those little 3-year-olds get off fucking running up the road calling me stinky breath and shit like that? Fuck them!
If your breath didn't stink so much, they would have to call you, wouldn't they?
No, fair game, man. If I don't want to brush my teeth, I won't brush my goddamn teeth, man. It's as simple as that. And if I want to eat onions in the middle of the night and then go breathe on little kids, that's what I'll fucking do.
Alright, on a completely different topic, how about that heatwave?
Yeah, that heatwave we're having, man, god damn it. I hate this hot weather, I seriously do. It's like been like 27 degrees or some shit like that, and I don't even want to give a fuck. Like, I don't even go outside, man. This is bullshit. And I don't know how I'm going to last in summer. It's like...
We should play a song that reflects on the weather we're having right now. I think that'd be quite fitting.
What song are we going to play that reflects on the weather we're having right now? Like Hot in the City, or
that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, but
I don't think I have a copy of that. I got a song request as well, and I don't want to play it, so I'm not going to play it. So,
what song was it?
Huh? Do you know what? I can't remember now. Hold on, I'm going to go looking for it. I'm going to look for the email that I got. It was from Herman. He told me he wanted to hear a song, and I can't even remember what it was. I just remember looking at it and going, I'm not playing that. That's not good. I'd be in my junk. It's not my junk, man. I don't know. Yeah, anyway, yeah, we are going to play a song, and it's going to be something damn awesome. I can tell you that.
I don't know.
Maybe a flash dance?
Yeah, definitely Flash Dance.
Flash Dance?
Definitely.
Yeah, sure. I want to play some Flash Dance.
I'd love
to
hear that right now.
I think you'd love to hear that right
now. Yeah, I know the dance, you know.
Right now. Yeah. Like, right now as in now.
Yeah, let's play the song.
Not like 20 seconds ago or now?
No, right. Play the song right now.
Right now as in like right now?
Right now. Like, click on the song and just put it on right now.
Right now?
Now? What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for when you want me to play it.
Now!
Now as in...
Like 5 seconds ago.
Well, I can't go back in time, man.
We last week.
We had this discussion last week, yeah. But I only went 1.5 seconds backwards in time. I don't think I actually went
five seconds backwards
in time, man. Like, do you want me to play it now?
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
As in now.
As in, play it in 10 seconds.
In 10 seconds. All right.
Dude, click on it.
You told me to play it in 10 seconds, man. I was waiting 10 seconds.
It's been 10 seconds.
No, it hasn't, man. Look at the counter. Look. Now it's been 10 seconds. Now it's been 10 seconds. I'll play the song now in 10 seconds. All right, I'll play it now. Thanks.
When there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride. In a world made of steel, made of stone, where I hear the music, close my eyes, feel the rhythm, wrap around, take a hold of my heart.
Man, I'm very unimpressed by your moves there. If only we had a camera, what? Though, to see your moves. Aiden,
what was wrong with it?
What was right with that? That was not a very good flash dance, Aiden. I'm normally quite impressed by your skills, as the whole world is impressed with my skills, because God knows I am the best dancer since Abraham Lincoln.
And he was a damn fine dancer.
He was a damn fine dancer. Yeah, man. But he couldn't dance his way out of that booth.
Dude, inappropriate.
The guy died like 200 years ago, man. Oh. Like, fucking, I don't think it was 200 years ago. It was like 150 or some shit.
Facts there or something.
Yeah, like, I'll Wikipedia that shit, you know, at some point. But seriously, man, I'm a bit upset with you, man. I'm really upset with you.
Man, I gave myself carpet down on the knees, doing a slide on carpet.
Yeah, well, maybe you should slide on carpet, you dumb shit. There's fucking tiles all around there, man. Could just slid on the tiles.
Man, I mean, slide on those tiles.
Why not?
There's like shards of glass in there somewhere.
Well, there are shards of glass in there. I plant glass all over the place, man. Anyone want to try and break into this place? BAM! They'll get herpes. Man. Herpes, straight away.
Kind of herpes.
The bad kind of herpes. Like, the herpes that, like...
Herpes is forever, man.
The herpes that killed, like, all them hobos back in 94.
Oh. Oh.
The cold of winter got them, man. The cold of winter just took them down. It took them hard, man.
Yeah, that and herpes.
Yeah,
can't forget the herpes.
I had some homeless guy come up to me in the city the other day as I'm walking home from work, and started asking me for money. And see, this is what happens when I don't write stuff down, because
we were like, "Get out of here, homo!"
No, I wasn't. Like, I can't remember what I said to him. I think I called him a homeless fucker or something, told him to piss off, and at first I was pretty civil with him though. Like, I was like, "Nah, sorry man, don't have any change." He's like, "Nah, seriously, give me some change." I'm like, "I don't have any change." He's like, "You're wearing a suit, everybody wearing a suit has change." I'm like, "Dude, don't let the suit fool you, man, I'm exceedingly, you know, poor." And he's like, "You don't look like a poor fella." I'm like, "No, trust me, man, I don't have any change." And then I walked straight into Macca's and opened my wallet and bought food and all that, and they come out and he's like, "Told you you had change." I'm like, "Fuck off, you homeless fuck, man. Get a fucking job, you bum. Fuck's sake."
No, you can't do that to homeless people. I mean,
why not, man? It's not my fault.
Get day through, you know, their lives day by day.
It's not my fault they don't have a fucking job. It's not my fault that these bums don't fucking work. Yeah, well, how is it my fault? Well, why should I have to give my hard earned cash, which I, you know, somewhat work hard for, and then, you know, you give it to these homeless people, man?
I don't know. Well, I guess what they're doing there is kind of a job. I mean, they're walking around all day just asking people. It's very strenuous on the legs and the vocal cords.
I'm pretty sure if I walked around all day asking people for change, right, when it comes time for me to do my tax return at the end of the year, and I try to tell the tax officer, what they ask what my job was, and I say, "Oh, I was a bum." Pretty sure you're going to tell me to fuck off.
Pretty much, because I don't think you're earning enough to really, you know, pay tax.
Which brings me back to my original point, which was, why the fuck don't they just get jobs?
Well, because, I don't know, they're meth addicts or something.
Stop sticking up for the homeless fucks, alright? Alright, just stop sticking up for them, man. They're dirty, rotten, no good blights on society, and I'm sick of looking at them, right? Go have a fucking shave or some shit as well, man. What is it with this? This guy had like a 4 foot long beard and shit. Like, fuck off, man. You should shave it off. I was kind of impressed.
Like,
I was kind of impressed.
Man,
I was like,
nice
that was
beard.
A cool beard, yeah. Hey, man, that nice beard. Now, fuck off!
Let's see if they let you in a bank to exchange it.
Yeah, you fucking prick. They might not let him in the bank. There's other places. There's like those foreign exchange places. And man, they'll take shit from anybody. And so,
they're probably just like spraying with a squirty bottle.
Yeah, man. They're dodgy fuckers, though. Those people at those foreign exchange places. There's some weird, weird people. They're just as bad as travel agents.
But not as bad as epidemiologists. They're bad people. They're bad folk.
I don't even know what an epidemiologist is.
You don't want to know.
Just because you do the fancy, dirty subjects at university and you know, I don't. Jeez, man, way to rub it in my face. Way to fucking upset me, man. By the way, I didn't mean what I said about travel agents. I'm sorry to any travel agents that I've upset. You guys do a great job overcharging me for my holidays. Great job. I very much appreciate it.
They need that commission to feed the demon spawn.
Demon spawn. What demon spawn? What punk fucking things? I had a bad word in my head there. I was going to say it, which I would normally say, and I didn't. I stopped myself. It was a bad word.
Good self-control.
Yeah, I know, man. I tried.
That for you.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. And so anyway, as I was saying, I don't even remember what I was saying anymore, so time for a new subject. So anyway, right, Billy walked out of the classroom after the teacher kicked him out, and he went to the principal's office.
Yeah.
And the principal said, "Young Billy, what are you here for?" And Billy said to the principal, "Well, I'm not sure. I wasn't sure what the purple wombat was. So, you know, I asked the teacher, and the teacher got angry, and she sent me here." Principal looked at Billy for a second, and then kind of angrily said, "Billy, I've had enough. I've just had enough of you, Billy. I'm calling your parents. You're out of here. You're expelled from school. Get out of here. Just get out of here, Billy. Get out. As the principal's throwing things in his office, getting out, he's smashing up the place, and Billy runs out scared. Runs down the road, all the way home. When he gets home, his mother's sitting there on the doorstep, waiting for Billy. She looked kind of mad, and she says, "Billy, the principal rang me. He told me that..." "Well, I just don't believe it's true. He told me that you didn't know what the purple wombat was." Stay tuned next week for more of the purple wombat joke. That was good, wasn't it?
Yes, enthralling stuff.
Enthralling stuff. I'm the greatest actor ever. I mean, really, I'm a great actor. Yeah, well, man, I've got a face for radio.
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's exactly right.
That's why I'm on radio, too.
I know, that's why you're on radio. You are the ugliest fuck I've ever met. But, that's okay, man. No, you're not the ugliest fuck I've ever met, because... Well, actually, you are the ugliest fuck I ever met. I did see Cameron Ling on TV once. I was going to say, Cameron Ling's the ugliest fuck I ever met, but I haven't met him. Yeah. He's on TV.
He's pretty damn ugly.
He's an ugly fucker, man.
He's very ugly.
I think it's because he's ginger, though. Yeah. I think, like if he wasn't ginger... He'd still be an ugly fuck, but...
But then again, where does Damien Peverell come into all this?
Damien Peverell's like a whole new class of ugly, man. He's just like...
Have you ever seen Damien Peverell? Just Google him.
Dropped off a cliff. Ugly. I'm going to put a picture of him on the Facebook page, just so everybody can see how ugly he really is. Like, Damien Peverell. Thank you very much. I just Googled that. I'm pretty sure I spelled his name wrong. Yeah, sure, why not, man? That's possibly the worst picture they could have put up there. That's... Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
That's fucking...
That gives me self-confidence.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's so going to sue us if he ever hears this.
He's one ugly fuck, man. I was thinking of playing some Metallica on the show before, but I'm not in the mood for getting sued, so... You know, one day, like, I think maybe on the last episode or something, when, you know, I don't have to worry about us getting kicked off the air or some shit, I'll, you know, put a...
We'll just play a Metallica song or something.
But, actually, do you guys... I know everybody wants to hear some Metallica on here, so I've got the next best thing, because we can't play Metallica, so I'm going to play some Beatallica.
Nice.
Beatallica. Now, for those of you who don't know who Beatallica is, whatever they are.
Bananarama.
they're a band that's kind of cross between Metallica and the Beatles. So, where, you know, the Beatles had the White Album, and Metallica had the Black Album, you know, that Metallica had the Grey Album. Yeah, they had the Grey Album. And they've got some pretty kick-ass songs. I mean, you've got, you know, such songs. Well, yeah, this is their discography you're looking at here. You know, they've got the Grey Album. They've got Sergeant Hetfield's Motor Breath Pub Band. Other such great titles as All You Need Is Blood, Masterful Mystery Tour, Winder Plunder Band, A Garage Day's Night. So yeah, there's some pretty cool stuff in there. And then, yeah, they've got their they've got the members. There's James Lennonfield, who obviously is a cross between James Hetfield and John Lennon. They've got George Hammettson. Is George Harrison and Kirk Hammett.
That's genius.
Cliff McBurtney, which is Paul McCartney and Cliff Burton, and Ringo Lars, which is pretty self-explanatory there. So, and these guys they play some pretty cool stuff. So, I'm gonna play some of that now. My Life is a Reptile. Right. So, yeah, you guys enjoy this song. This is gonna be a good one. Good fun. This is close I can get to play Metallica, so whatever, enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy it, I don't give a shit, because this is our show, and you don't have your own show. No, you don't. That's right. You have to listen to our show. And when you listen to our show, you do what the fuck we tell you. Alright? And what?
That's not the right direction we're going in right now.
Why not?
You're just abusing our audience. Who, you know...
Fuck them!
Seriously. They take time out to listen to us.
Fuck them, man. I don't give a shit. This is what happens when I don't write stuff. See, when I write stuff, I say what I write down. When I can read what it is I write down.
You're probably going to be the most hated person in the world.
Good, man. Good. I don't give a shit.
And
I do, actually. I really want to be liked.
I say to people, you know, my brother Matt, he's an asshole.
Oh, come on, man. That's not very nice. You shouldn't say shit like that.
You just called our entire audience. Like, you just swore at them, man.
Yeah, but I swear at you. Does it mean I hate you?
I sometimes wonder.
I do tell you 13 times a day that I hate you.
Just play the song, man.
Well, I sit there and I say, Hey, Ada, man. Did I ever tell you I hate you?
Yeah. Like, 9 times today.
Oh. Well, I still got another 3 times to go left, then.
Yeah.
The rest of the day. It's a new day. We're half an hour into the day, and I've said it once already. So, hey man, do you know I hate you?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Alright, guys, good.
Alright! You ready? Everybody's got a ticket to ride for me and my lady.
not possibly the worst song ever made.
Perhaps. I could have heard worse.
And still, it's awesome. I love that song. Everybody's got a ticket to ride except for me and my lightning. Who comes up with that shit? Well, Metallica came up with that shit. Yeah. Thanks, Aiden. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's not like I had my word here.
Yeah. Hey, man. Guys, all this shit aside from before, we really do appreciate it. Well, Aiden appreciates it. I appreciate it. You guys taking your time out to listen to us. And, man, apparently... I know, I read that wrong. It's okay. I was looking at that telling me I only had a couple minutes. We got to do something about this whole going over time. I think we should change it to like the 36 minute mad hour, because every episode has been like 36 minutes or some shit instead of the 30 minutes that we say it's going to be. We're lying to everybody, Aid. We're misleading all of them.
What if we just sped it all up so it'd fit into 1 hour?
In the one hour?
One half hour, sorry.
Yeah, that's better. Unless we'd have to slow it down to fit it into an hour.
Yeah, then we'd just sound drunk.
Yeah, George Bush style, man. Bush style. What we were thinking of doing was making the show an hour long and then just doubling it the speed so that it'd go for half an hour. We thought that'd be kind of funny. And then we... excuse me. And then we figured that nobody would understand what the fuck we were saying and think we're retards, even though people already think we're retards anyway. By the way, last week, Aiden, where's that jockey? I'm still waiting for you to give me that fucking jockey so I can interview it.
I'll try my hardest, Matt.
What? Yeah. No.
Do you know how hard it is to get a freaking jockey? Hmm?
Yes, I know how hard it is to get a freaking jockey. No, it's not even that hard. Like, mate, you call out and you go, hey, man, I'd like to talk to a jockey. And they go, okay, no worries, I'll put the jockey on. The jockey's like, hello. And you're like, yeah, mate, you're a jockey. How are ya?
Hang on, idea.
And you go, hey, jockey, did you know you're real short? And they're like, fuck you, man. And just hang up.
We should totally call a jockey in the United States over Skype or something.
That'd be an idea for next week, I think.
Definitely.
I don't have
the
time to do it now. We can do that next week. That'd be awesome. Yeah, it would be awesome, though. I mean, it's something to do. So.
It'd be really annoying, and that's pretty much who we are. We annoy people.
Yeah, hey, man, something's banging on the door. Fuck off! Woogie boogie, woogie boogie, white boys. No? Somebody would have got that. Somebody would have thought that was awesome. They would have been rolling around on the floor, ruffling. Get it? Because they're rolling on the floor, laughing.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
Now. Yeah, do you know? I just invented that too. You can use it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, it's not an abbreviation. So it's an acronym. Just so you know.
Yeah.
I invented ruffle. I'm gonna patent it, or trademark it, whatever it is. I'm gonna do that, and then y'all are gonna have to pay me money every time you say it and use it, especially Daniel.
You are such a jerk.
What?
You just are.
Why am I a jerk?
You're a jerk.
Why? Because I'm trying to make money.
Huh.
Out of everything I do. Why do you think I... What? No? Yeah. Alright.
Jerk.
Fuck you. By the way, I did say to everyone there was going to be a competition this week. Didn't I say that last week? I said there was going to be a competition. But I can't remember. But I didn't actually prepare a competition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't prepare one.
First one to message us wins a...
Nah, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. I'm going to play something here for you guys real quick. And I want you guys... I want everybody to email me where this song is popular from, and then we will select out of a pool of the right answers. We're going to select a winner, and we're going to send you a free framed picture of us giving you a thumbs up in congratulations for getting the answer right. Yeah.
That's one to put on your wall.
That's one kick-ass prize. So if you want that, and by golly, we'll even autograph it just because we're kick-ass dudes. And yes, by golly, we will do that for you. And you will be the winner. And yeah, so email us at mattrid36 at hotmail.com. That's MATTRID36@hotmail.com. Or you can put it on the Facebook page. And, you know, you can... Yeah, just do that. And fuck yeah, man. Like, seriously, check this shit out. So, you know, that's that. Come on, guys, it's not hard. Tell me where this where this song was made popular. I mean, it was pretty easy, isn't it? I mean, it was a pretty well-known song in the 80s and 90s and even up to the 2000s until Defection happened and the bastard did... I'm not going to give away too much, seriously, but,
yeah, but
if you guys can't figure it out...
Seriously, there's probably something wrong with you.
Yeah, I mean...
Go get yourselves checked.
You've probably had, like, a lobotomy or something like that. And you just
have syphilis.
Yeah, you might even have syphilis. I mean, like, I've heard syphilis can make you look crazy.
Yeah, it can. It's a bacteria that eats your brain, so it's bound to happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and you don't want to get crazy, because then you end up like me. And you end up jibber-jabbering.
That shit ain't right.
So, anyway, guys, that's all we have time for because this has now become the 40-minute mad hour. So, I don't know how that works. I don't know how the 30-minute mad hour works in the first place. But, guys, thanks very much for coming along and listening to us. Stay tuned because we'll do another show shortly and we'll post up. This will be up on iTunes real soon. And I don't know why I'm telling you they'll be up real soon because by the time you get it, it'll be up and done because that's how you'll get it. But, whatever. Thanks. And is there anything you want to add? Anything to remember?
Not much, really.
Then next show, I'll make sure... Yeah, what up? Yeah, next show, I'll make sure I write something. By the way, shout out to Simone, even though I've already shouted out to you, and Duran, and... Hey, man, you did shout out last week, man.
This week, though.
No, you suck my balls, man.
No,
fuck you.
No, Matt, no. Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
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 No, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I'll punch you right in the mouth.
I'll punch you right in the cock. It's a bit gay, actually, but... That fucking hit me, man. What the fuck was that? Look, man, I was supposed to fade out to this song. Now the song's fucking finished. What am I supposed to do, man?
I know.
Play it again?
No.
Oh, we're gonna do a song. Anyway, guys, shout out to those guys just because I said I would shout out, and I'm not doing any more fucking shout outs. I swear to God,
don't ask me for a shout out, people. I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Yeah. But request songs or do something like that. Send us, you know, requests or any suggestions you have. By the way, that really fucking hurt when you punched me in the face there, man.
You deserve it.
What did you fucking hit me in the face for then, man? That was a bit fucking rude.
I don't know. I'm just always angry.
You son of a bitch, man. Your mum's a bitch. Fuck's sake.
It's your mum too, remember?
Anyway, guys, good night. And we will see you again when we see you again. And I'm not going to go out on a prayer either because I got yelled at for going out on a prayer last week. People were like, dude, like, you totally sold out. I'm like, how am I selling out? Like, I'm not getting paid or nothing, but, you know.
But yeah, we're officially, you know, 11 minutes and 45 seconds over, so.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have fun. We'll see you again next time. Are you going to do this as a two-parter or what?
Probably not, no. See you later.
Yeah. Mm.